We brought it up the last time, but I was amazed at the amount of people that came to me and were shocked about how this is the way it's been divvied out in Sligo, how it's been decided. They didn't know how it was decided. And I put a motion today just to say, can we have a fair and equitable way to decide on this? And the motion was passed through. It seems to be, like, when you look at it, you have a third of the council, myself and Nessa, weren't even engaged in a conversation. Now, we're at a time where we're trying to encourage new people, new candidates to get involved in politics, and it's just really, really disheartening. You're the only female candidate, the only candidate that represents Strandhill Peninsula, aren't even invited into talks. It's really, really, really disheartening. So there has to be a fair way, and there is fair ways throughout the country. You can just put all the names in the hat, and whoever misses out the 1 year can be deputy for the 5 years. Or you have the Hans system where they give it to the first five across the post, and who's ever six gets deputy for the 5 years. We're not even allowed to enter into discussions with the inner circle here. It's been divvied up, and we've been told that this is who our mayors are going to be and deputy mayors for the next few years. Same people have been there the last 10 years, and they're fixing on being there for the next 5 years. It's a massive honour, the mayor of Sligo, and I just don't like the way it's been divided up at the moment.
And you've said again today that you don't think that this is an inclusive council. Are you willing to be inclusive?
Oh, of course. Yeah, we've reached out a number of times to have discussions on this and how we can make it a democratic, equitable council that's fair and open, and we've been shut down.